what we do is we draw that in with our very breath. So as we arrive, as we bring forth our establishment of rightful standing. So rightful standing is like standing in alignment with our column of light, standing in alignment with our sacred heart that's communicating with us from the eternal realm. And so what we're doing is we're drawing true life, we're drawing true remembrance. So as we will receive I'm going to say offering, but the more you can understand that the offering is coming from us to us. In other words, it's not like a begging, please, please, please. It's an agreement. So what we're doing is we're agreeing to adopt, to travel back, to travel forward, to travel beyond this linear traveling concept, really, and to attune to our rightful pleasure, to attune to our rightful standing. So the pulsations that are being activated, the attunement, the agreement, is a long-standing pleasure. In other words, we're shaking hands with our higher awareness. We're shaking hands with our higher self. We're beaming in that light of soul satisfaction, because what we're doing is we're dropping the linear standing. We're dropping, well, I was taught this was success. I was taught this would be my happiness. We're dropping all of that old ideology, the old framework, and we're adopting our truest pleasure. So the offering that we're entitled to as we breathe this in with soul readiness is we're coming back to our roots and we're coming back to our soul's agenda. So as we will receive this gifting, it's going to alert us to our ready pleasure. This means we can be in the middle of a project, in the middle of requesting our dream, and we'll suddenly have spontaneous remembrance that this isn't what we want at all. So this is where we're returning to our soul's remembrance. We're returning to our true identification. In other words, the agenda of our higher self, because each of us were assimilated in an old forecast, moving through the karmic rituals, completing the karmic journey. And so with this awakening, and I literally have this dolphin here that's assisting us with this awakening, we're coming into our true remembrance. We're coming into a rebirthing. So we're not being guided into this rebirthing like we need someone outside of us to guide us. We're being guided by our own holy presence, our own holy remembrance. Remember, the separation never occurred. So it has to do with our true standing. In other words, what we're standing under, what we're giving our attention to, our own true provisioning. So as we will receive this entitlement, as we will receive this offering, now they just always use my brain. So I'm literally in the lobby of the Empire State Building. So I just think of this as like a massively tall structure. The reason that my brain brings this forward is it alerts me to my own readiness in terms of no longer seeking that old advisement, seeking that old, this is, you know, the way to success, and moving into our rightful standing, moving into our righteous pleasuring. Because what we're doing is we're aligning with our sacred witness. Now this brings forth new agenda. This brings forth new gesturing. This is where you suddenly realize, I know what my destiny is. I know the next step I'm supposed to do. And so we're allowing for that callback. We're allowing for that rising of awareness and perception to glorify our existence. So glorifying our existence is, I don't need to finish out the old formula. It's like being in the middle of a board game and someone, do you want to go on vacation? Well, you can stop that board game to go seeking higher pleasure and richness. So this is where we're releasing that old agenda, that old platform, and adopting these true principles. So as we will unite with our sacred wisdom, as we will unite and fortify our existence, in other words, allow all my thoughts, words, actions to be in alignment with my higher possessioning, in other words, our higher self. So there's this quickening. There's this quickening of remembrance. So just think of the light, you know, just imploding the planet. So as we call forth our heavenly stand, in other words, as we in a proactive engagement, which is what we're in process of, what we're doing is we're seeking that true remembrance. And so as we do this, we ready our positioning. In other words, we say yes. We say yes. And so this is all that's needed. It's like the faith as small as a mustard seed, just a little willingness for Holy Spirit to communicate. So this is what has always been spoken about, is it's waiting for our consent. It's waiting for our return. That means you no longer have to see things through the old fellowship, through the old timeline. Now, this is where we want to relax our previous gesturing. Our previous gesturing. You know, I always had a little negative feeling to this person or whatever it is. And then suddenly I'm gifted with new compassion. Suddenly I'm gifted to a new scenario. So we want to be very loose in terms of what we've been clinging to, whether it's beliefs, attitudes, structures, and allow this new engagement, because this new engagement is going to spin us off in new directions entirely. You may not leave your basics, but you're going to transition to a new pleasure center where you'll see them anew. And so as we will receive this engagement, as we will receive this offering of broadcast, so the broadcast is I just see like the flower of life, and it's flowering. So it's like one flower of life and then another flower of life, and just imagine they're all going around a circle. So these energies are supporting. And now I've got like a big third eye. When I say a big third eye, it's just as big as a person would be. So again, we're coming under our rightful status. So as we will receive these offerings, as we will receive our new arrival. So a new arrival is, it's here. So when they talk about the energies are here, are you noticing this is what we're doing? We're noticing and coming into agreement. So just imagine it's like a template that's being activated. And when I say that, I got energy just coming through all my channels, because what we're doing is we're saying yes to our own divinity. Now, when I said own divinity, someone kind of gulped, because this is certainly not how you've been treating yourself. So that's okay, because we've been following that egoic dream of separation. So when we claim divinity, it's like, what? What is that? What does that mean? How does that relate? What do I do with that? What we do with that is we allow ourselves to remember. We allow our heavenly gesture. So this is, we're importing our multidimensional experience that's occurring whether we attune to it or not. It's not like we suddenly turn it on. What we're doing is we're turning on conscious consent and memory, so that we operate from this new channel, from this new lifestyle. Now, as we will receive this in full measure, so remember we have the circle of life, and it was almost like orbiting around us. This is following us through and through. So we may be like, well, I just need help with finances. I just need help with my girlfriend or whatever it is. But what we're doing is we identify a linear problem, a circumstance. But what we're really saying is, from a higher awareness, we don't want just that problem solved. That's the attention grabber. Excuse me. That's what brings us home. and looks for further identification. But the solution, what we're finding, is our multidimensional vehicle. And so from that perspective, not only do we bring forth the right change, I just see change in a vending machine, the right change of attunement to solve that particular riddle, but we offer that new engagement to all of our heavenly bliss. In other words, we're responding, we're solving it in frequency. So then that frequency is there for one and all. So all of our playmates, all of our agenda, everything we experience is there by frequency alignment. So as we adjust in frequency, as we adjust with our ready positioning, we bring forth the new forecast. And so I just have all this like sacred geometry, like we suddenly stop being human, which is exactly right on time. But it kind of caught me by surprise. So we're adjusting and allowing and transmitting this new agenda, if you will. And the agenda is coming from our oversoul, bringing forth completeness of status. So what we open to, what affects us through and through, remember, we're all one, we're all connected. So every time we receive the light, every time we receive heavenly's kind gesturing, we bring forth that arrival for all. For all. So the more that we activate for our heavenly pleasure, in other words, for the merriment of all to travel through. Now that would include the person you're having an argument with. That would include the person that just presented you with a lawsuit or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Ego gets very creative in terms of the many spectacles. So we think there's like this real problem to be solved, not recognizing that it's an extension of our own misery, our own oversight. So what we're doing is we're coming home together. We're coming home together. This is all the ones that you feel have faulted you, all the ones that left you out, all the ones that criticized you, because these are all aspects of the mirage, aspects of the oneself. Coming home together in unity. In unity. So these are aspects of the various selves, our sub-personalities, aspects of those that play the villain in our various scripts, all coming together home in unity. So as we will receive this, it just looks like, you know, when there's like a march or whatever, but just imagine all the members of the human family marching together. Opening to their light, or they may not be marching, you just may see them suddenly waking up to their light bodies together. So as we will receive this light, we welcome in heavenly pleasure. We may have one idea of what's going to solve our linear problem, and lo and behold, our higher self has another plan. So we welcome in heavenly gesture, whatever serves the atonement, whatever serves the awakening, let that present. Let that be anchored. Let that be known. Let us receive. And they're continuing to say in all measures, I said that. So in all measures, they're showing me like a musical scale where, okay, they want me to explain this before we close. So all measures is I'm not just solving the problem in the now moment. I'm solving all of the rehearsed dramas in all timelines. So for example, what I'm healing in the moment is healing generational bias, is healing, it just goes out in all 10 directions. In all heavenly measures. So this master is what's he saying? Like, that's how powerful you are. He's saying, that's how powerful you are. Imagine. So they're asking us to feel that sense of power. That's how powerful you are. That what you establish, what you say, what you decree, what you intend, what you fortify, what you allow, what you permit, what you transmit, is affected in all 10 directions. Let us receive. So not to push the envelope, but if you're still coming to this from your linear, all right, when is she going to get on to the messages and questions? They're saying drop your hat. Now, the hat being who you believe you are. So I just finished talking to someone that it was revealed they're a group consciousness. They're really not individuated anything. So it's actually a collective that is working with them and came through the bodysuit, a baby who's now an adult, but it's actually a collective. So when they're saying drop the hat, just for a moment, imagine, like, to attend to the eternal, to attend to your soul. What they're saying, I don't know who it is, but I feel the energy. It's like you're getting messages. You channel, we all channel. But it's just that fear of, like, not having that control. Totally get that. So just notice it, honor it, be aware of it. Just observing it will take you into inspired communication. All right, so welcome. Nice to have everybody. I'm going to read the chats very quickly and then we'll proceed. And then we'll see how we can be a further blessing. We'll begin with Perry.